of being excessively beautiful.
That's perfectly true, James. Yeah, I'm in my constituency office, I'm slightly quieter today rather than being sort of surrounded by a ring of security guards.
Well, when we last spoke, you were still straining at the leash. They were not letting you in. What happened next?
Well, curiously enough, as soon as the press officer for, this is for Imperial Hospitals, Upper Hammersmith Hospital, overheard the fact that I was talking to you on LBC, she popped in and found somebody more senior, and they came out, and the door was magically opened to me about 5 minutes later. So I'm really just talking to you to say thank you to LBC. Oh. I shouldn't really need your help to get into a public meeting in my constituency, but, you know, we live and learn. So.
Indeed we do. And what happened inside? What happens once you'd breached the barricade?
Well, sadly, and it wasn't just me, it was about 20 of my mainly elderly and disabled constituents. The reason I was 10 minutes late to this meeting, yeah, because I have prevented people in wheelchairs and elderly people getting there, and that's who they thought were a threat to national security. We did get in the end. I'm afraid that the news was as predicted. Given that on the agenda they'd allowed 15 minutes to discuss the closure of the A&E at Hammersmith Hospital and 10 minutes to discuss the closure of Charing Cross, the demolition of Charing Cross Hospital, then I wasn't surprised that it all went through on the nod. And they were all patsy questions. One of the questions I particularly loved was, what are we going to do with all the money that we're going to get from selling the hospital sites? Do you think we'll be able to spend it all quickly enough? It wasn't exactly much of an interrogation that people got. There were several hundred people there to protest. We weren't surprised. We knew they were going to make those decisions. But, you know, it's just another round in the battle to save the hospitals in Hammersmith. What I said when I got a chance to speak there, I said, there's no MP in the history of the National Health Service who's had more acute hospital services closed down in their constituency, and we're just not putting up with it. And we're not putting up with it, frankly. It's ridiculous. It's going to put lives at risk, and it's going to mean that, you know, why should we in West London have a second-class health service?
It does put you, as you know, my home is just in a neighbouring constituency, but the hospitals you refer to are the nearest to where I live. But it is almost as if your point won't be proved until something awful happens, and that puts you in the really odd position, both politically and personally, of almost willing tragedy.
No, I mean, in terms of
the point not being powerful until there is a name to hang the issue on, as it were.
God forbid, really, but of course. Has already happened at Chase Farm. You know, the world publicised at Chase Farm, a young boy, 2 years old, died because he went to an A&E that had been closed, and by the time he got to the nearest next one, it was too late. And that's what we genuinely worry about, because what's replacing the A&Es are these things called urgent care centres. Now, they're usually run by private companies, which I know is a separate issue, but it's also a worrying trend. They either have GP or sometimes only nursing cover there. You know, and you're talking about that instead of not just an A&E department with consultants, but intensive care, stroke unit. That's what we have at Charing Cross at the moment. And 360 beds going down to 24 for inpatients. I mean, it's just, it's a major London hospital that, to all intents and purposes, yes, there are going to be NHS facilities on the site, and of course we're pleased about that. There's going to be primary care and treatment and some, you know, planned surgery, minor day surgery, but that's not a major hospital.
Of course.
And stupid.
Is it true? I can't remember where I read this, so I better check with you. Is it true that the advertising agency, Saatchi's, has advised the trust to use the word change instead of the word closure, because focus groups told them that if they tell the public they're closing A&Es, the public get upset, so they've decided to tell them that they're changing it into an ex-A&E or into a deceased A&E or a former A&E. And it's like the Monty Python parrot sketch, isn't it?
Well, I think the local Labour councillors here, who are now, fortunately, we have the change, are now fighting the closures as well. The Tories supported them for some bizarre reason.
Yes.
But maybe that's why they lost. It's called it Orwellian, because it is Orwellian. 300,000 leaflets going out starting next week. This is about the closure of Central Middlesex A&E and Hammersmith A&E, both of which happened on the 10th of September. I've got the leaflet in front of me. It says A&E services are changing at Central Middlesex Hospital and Hammersmith Hospital. No, they're not. They're closing. And why they can't say that, and why Messrs M&C Saatchi, who with other PR people they paid $300,000 to out of the health service budget to produce that scrappy little leaflet, can't tell the truth, I don't know. I mean, it is obscene, but it's also dangerous, isn't it? If you saw that leaflet, you'd think, oh, right, well, there's still an A&E there. if I'm feeling if I got pains in my chest, I'm going to go there. Well, if you go there, there won't be an A&E. Actually, they still do cardiac at Hammersmith, but if you need other services, you'll be put in an ambulance and taken to St Mary's, Paddington. You know, it's just bizarre, isn't it?
And it is, well, bizarre is a mild way of describing it. Andy Slaughter, MP, many thanks indeed for your time, and no problem at all ensuring your easy passage into that meeting yesterday. Any other politicians need a little bit of help getting into public meetings, you know who to call. Not Ghostbusters, me. 0345 6060973 is the number to call. Last word on the burdens of being beautiful, then we'll clear the boards for Mystery Hour, I think. Cherry is in Kingsbury. Cherry, what can you tell us?
Hi, my problem when I was young, I didn't know that I was beautiful until I moved into what they considered beautiful, into a flat with friends.
Right.
And they began
to... Did you
to
not have any mirrors in the family home? Were you not... Were you
no,
not,
no? I, no, it wasn't just that. I just thought I was just an ordinary plain girl, and we were so normal as a family, we didn't